Amen. He may be coming your way tonight to wrap his arms of love around you in your time of trouble and trial.
Hallelujah. Praise God. For we know. Hallelujah. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Amen. It didn't look like a king's quarters. It smelled. It was a stable, if you will, in the environs of Bethlehem. There was no room in the motel. No room in the hotel. All the rooms were taken up. Amen. This little ragged family from Nazareth would find a shelter in a stable. Amen. Some say it was a cave. Some say little more than a basement. But we know that it probably didn't smell the best. Amen. When the child was born, they wrapped him in swaddling clothes. They didn't have a cradle. They didn't have a nice palace to lay him down in. A place for the subjects to come and view the newborn king. The Bible said they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Our angels came and shepherds came. Amen. And what a celebration it was. The king was born. But he sure didn't look like a king. He sure didn't smell like king's quarters. I went to an auction a few years ago where they had sheep in the recess between selling stuff and selling the real estate. I wandered down among the sheep. I went into that big, fine barn where the sheep stayed and slept at night. It was the most stinking barn that I had ever smelt. Sheep stinks. Amen. And I went out to where the sheep laid in the pasture. And them sheep didn't like me. Well, I got too close to them. They began to wander off in the opposite direction. They got up and left me. You know why? Because I was a stranger. And I wasn't their shepherd. And the sheep didn't know my voice. And I was a stranger, and me they would not follow. Amen. I walked around that barn. Not only did the sheep stink. Amen. They had a little fence where when they walked out, they had to walk through a trough filled with dip. That stunk. Because the sheep were prone to various parasites and disease. And so they had to walk through a stinking trough. That's the only way you could get out of the barn in order to disinfect the sheep. Jesus was in an environment like that. He was born in a barn. But nevertheless, he was the Son of God. The angels knew it. It was God's gift wrapped in swaddling clothes and handed to us. Hallelujah. My. What a promise. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. A-double-L, all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Amen. 66 years ago, April the 23rd, in a one-room log cabin, a little five-pound boy was born among the poorest of the families of Arkansas. We didn't have a car and didn't have one for a long time. There wasn't even any road up to the one-room log cabin. Amen. Nobody would have known in the farthest stretch of predestination that that five-pound child was born would be a gospel preacher and preach the gospel around the country someday. Amen. Folks, we have a destiny. We are predestined, praise God. And him that predestined us and called us and justified us, he's going to glorify us. He can do it. Amen. All things have to work together for good to them that love the Lord, however. In a few years, at the end of the Depression, about 1940, we moved into a better house. Amen. I was born in 1934. We moved in a Washam place down on Field Creek. It had more than one room. Dad had a job at the relief commissary. Amen. He would bring home moldy bacon, and Mom would scrape, cut off the mold and fry the bacon, and it was fine, I want you to know. One time Dad brought an apple home in his dinner bucket, and I got the habit of opening his dinner bucket every time he came home, because sometimes it had an apple in it. Amen. We was doing better. Mom had got over a sick spell. Surgery. Amen. And made some beautiful quilts. I heard her tell Tracy one morning, "I dreamed last night," she said, "I saw a hand with a black glove, and it was doing that." Amen. In a few days, we didn't know it, our house and our brand new stove and the things that we'd gathered together and all the quilts that Mom had made, beautiful handmade country quilts, would go up in smoke and flames in 5 minutes' time. When the neighbors in the community got together a housekeeping outfit, a round table with those feet, you know, that was gilded and molded. Man, what it would be worth today. My wife still would like to have that table. Amen. Yeah, it was donated to us by the neighbors. The hodgepodge collection of dishes and spoons. And we moved back in 1940 in a one-room log cabin on the Worth Road, 5 miles out of Mammoth Spring. Amen. In 1948, 8 years later, they pitched a tent 1 mile and 2/10 from our house at the junction of the Worth Road and Highway 63. Highway 63 was still a gravel road. The American bus lines and the Greyhound bus, amen, arrived in a cloud of dust when they stopped to pick somebody up. Amen. Highway 63 was jumping off a paved road at the Missouri line into the oblivion of a trip through Arkansas. The hills and the dust and the chug holes. It was at that junction, praise God, 1 mile and 2/10, 8 years later, that they pitched a tent. And God had maneuvered me into position, praise God, to go to that revival and get saved. Tell me that all things don't work together for good to them that love the Lord. Amen. Mom saw the vision of a black glove pointing back over the hill. Everything we had was destroyed. But God maneuvered us back into position. When I was 14 years old, God would save me. When I was 16 years old, God would fill me with the Holy Ghost and call me to preach. that same year. Praise God. All things do work together for good to them that love the Lord. We don't understand right now what's going on. We don't understand why we have to go through what we go through with. Amen. And we may not look like kings. And we may not look like queens. Amen. Ah, yes. Amen. Our house barely had room for us, but there was 10,000 acres of open range all around us. We had chickens in the yard, hogs in the yard. And with those chicken and hogs in the yard, Ronnie, we didn't have to worry about mowing grass. The chickens took care of that. We didn't have to worry about, amen, for the most part, having a lawnmower even. The hogs took care of that. We didn't have a blade of grass hardly in our yard. The chickens ate it all up. Amen. We didn't have a blade of grass in our yard because if the chickens hadn't ate it, the hogs would have ate it. And if the hogs hadn't ate it, the cows would have ate it. Amen. All we had was chickens, hogs, cattle, right on 10,000 acres of open range. But Mama taught me how to work. Mama taught me there was a certain pride in working. Amen. Mama taught me how to plant a garden. Mama taught me how to rake all the rocks off of a lettuce bed. Amen. And then get some dirt and sprinkle over the seeds in little trenches just wide enough to get the hole between. They called it a lettuce bed. We had one all the way across the garden, almost as wide as this church aisle. We had lettuce in it, radishes in it, onions in it. Amen. It was an onions, radishes, and lettuce bed. Mama taught me how to work. Amen. Woe be unto the children today raised who don't know how to do anything. They don't even want to work. They hate work. They're bored with work. Amen. But that was born in us somehow, some way, instilled in us a certain pride in accomplishment, in doing things. Oh, I'll admit, I didn't like raking up the rocks every year off that garden and hauling them to the rock row down on the lower side of the garden in a wore-out tub nailed to a sled. I didn't like that job. It took me forever to get the rocks off that garden. And the next year, when they plowed the garden, before they plowed the garden, it was just as many rocks as it was the other year. We had to rake them up again and haul them off again. Amen. Trying to coax out of a rocky hillside, amen, a few rows of corn and some tomatoes and some beans. We planted Kentucky Wonder Beans. How about that? In Arkansas, raising Kentucky Wonders. After the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Say the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Say with me, the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be, so that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Amen. Everybody feels the Spirit of God. Say amen. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Everybody feels the Spirit of Christ. Say amen. Amen. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Hallelujah. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. We've had a spirit transfusion. Amen. Ooh, we traded the wrong spirit for the right spirit. Amen. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, that's kill the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Amen. Ye shall live when? You kill the deeds of the body through the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Repeat after me, sons of God. Sons of God. Say it again, sons of God. Hallelujah. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Such close relationship with God, we look at him and say, Daddy. Amen. Dad. Hallelujah. Abba, that's what Abba means. Daddy, God. Amen. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. I'm going to preach for a few minutes this morning on kings in the woodpile. Amen. Queen Mother sent Prince Charles to Wales to live in the country and chop wood when he was a boy. It was part of his training. Amen. She felt like he needed to learn how the commoners lived that he would be reigning over someday.